and they lose the ball in midfield. Bringing it down very nicely was Lovick. Now a chip ball forwards towards Stanchina, but their first for it is Riley Moore, and she had to come out and make that play. Otherwise, Stanchina might have a tap-in. You have to say, with NDSU controlling the game as they are, your defensive midfield must be playing very well, and Hannah Arnold and Alana Weber are. Here comes Loretta Wasik on the edge of the 18. Wasik puts in a cross. It's through everybody and comes down to Need. Need is offside. At least I think offside. Is that what was called? No, a corner. Okay, so the ball went out on the far side. It will be another corner for the Bison. And coming in and immediately going to take it is Madeline Great. Great, 5'6 junior from Rosemont. Right-footed in-swinger. It's very good. It's headed, and it's headed in. And North Dakota State has the lead. And with her first touch of the match, it's Kelsey Callio. Her first goal of the season and her fifth career goal. And how about that from Mike Regan? He puts Madeline Great on. He puts Kelsey Callio on. And he immediately gets a goal with those two players contributing. And with 31 minutes on the clock, North Dakota State 1, Kansas City 0. What a perfectly weighted ball by Madeline Great. And reaching highest was the midfielder Callio to head into the bottom left-hand corner. And the Bison have the lead. And now a giveaway in Stanchina. Tries to hit Olivia Watson. Can't quite do so. Kansas City comes away with it. Another home game where North Dakota State scores first. That has been a routine this year. They have now done that in five straight home games. Abby Wilkinson has the ball after a through ball was inaccurate. Iyawa Brewer is in for Gigi Meir for Kansas City. Also, the third substitution that didn't have anything to do with the goal, Devin Kavanaugh came in. But that is pretty good for Coach Regan. Make a couple subs and I don't know if his instruction was, hey, with your first touch, assist, goal. Got it? Good. But it worked out that way. Kavanaugh comes away with an errant long pass forward. Now it comes down to Olivia Platt. Platt tries a through ball. It's going to go all the way towards the sideline and go out for an NDSU throw-in. Throw-in is headed on by Watson and sent forward towards Stanchina. But it's taken in instead by Lamongi. Now Kansas City trying to attack on the right side with Page. Madison Page down the right side. Tries to get it back, and instead Devin Kavanaugh takes it away and wins a free kick. How about that from Devin Kavanaugh, the 5'6 sophomore from North Vancouver, British Columbia. Wilkinson to take this free kick, leading by a goal to nil. Sent forward towards halfway. It bounces once. Weber tries to head it on. Can't quite make contact with Callio. And now a shot comes in, but it's not going to trouble Moore. In fact, she doesn't even handle it. She just catches it with her foot and restarts play. Callio tries to win it. Instead, it comes to Brewer. And now a giveaway. Hannah Arnold, the only one there for it. Arnold gives to Callio. Down the left side now. Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh, right-footed cross towards the edge of the 18, headed towards Great. Madeline Great forces another throw in. I think the more and more this half goes, the more Coach Regan's going to be really pleased with what he's seen in the first 45. Throw in towards the edge of the 18 is cleared away. And now down this near side, bringing the ball forward and losing it into touch was Maya Prem, the 5'8 freshman midfielder from Lenexa, Kansas. Stanchina tries to get past two defenders, can't beat them both. And now a deflected ball comes towards the top of the 18 for Olivia Watson. Watson holds, finds Callio, back for Watson, pulls it back to Arnold. Now Watson once more at the edge of the 18, a cracking shot that flashes wide. A very good effort from Olivia Watson, just wide, and it stays 1-0 with 10 to play until the break. Out of the outstretched arms of Riley Moore, it would have been in the top left corner, but just a little wide. And so it remains NDSU by a goal. And the restart there by Moore comes into the midfield for Brewer. Plays it back. Maddox tries a through ball. It's knocked down momentarily by Hansen. And now on the left side, an opportunity for Kansas City. A right-footed shot by Jennings. Anna Jennings in for the first time is held by Wilkinson. Jennings, the 5'7 senior from Papillion, Nebraska. Here's Maddox. Another through ball. This time, McKenna Strand gets back there to force a corner kick. 37th minute, North Dakota State 1, Kansas City 0. The second corner of the match for the Ruse. It'll be a right-footed in-swinger from the left-wing corner. It's sent into the edge of the six, headed on, but headed wide. Takes a deflection. It'll be another corner on the opposite side this time. It'll be a right-footed outswinger. So back-to-back corners for Alicia Sandoval, the 5'4 freshman midfielder from Independence, Missouri. Sends it in right-footed towards the edge of the six. It's popped up in the air and then headed off the crossbar. Popped in the air again, cleared off the line, and sent into midfield. And now on the move is Weber. Beats one, can't beat two, and earns a throw-in. And she takes it quickly towards Kelsey Callio. Callio moving forward, brings it down to Watson. Holds, tries to find Kavanaugh down the left. A good idea. It's another throw-in. That was excellent team defense at the other end. A shot off the crossbar, came back into play, was headed back, and two players were standing there like a wall to not let the ball get through. Shots are 7-4 North Dakota State. The throw-in comes to Callio. Back out wide, high ball near the box and claimed by Moore.